Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free, at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. That's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
You're listening to One-on-One with DP on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Bye. I'm going to send you this tape. I'm going to send you this highlight reel. Listen, I'm going to do a throwback show because there's too many people. I'm old enough to remember the Cowboys, Giants, Cardinals, Redskins of the NFC East back in the day. And people want to say, if you ask a Cardinal fan who the greatest receiver is to play for the Cardinals, they will say, rightfully so, Larry Fitzgerald. Longevity, et cetera, et cetera. But number two on that list is Mel Gray, and it's not close. Number three is Roy Green. You got to go back to the 70s and 80s and realize that Mel Gray was a problem. That the Jim Hart, Jim Otis, Terry Metcalf, Jackie Smith, Mel Gray, Roy Green, Conrad Dobler, Dan Dierdorf, Cardinals, were a Larry Wilson at safety, one of the great safeties ever that we never talk about enough. Great era. That the Giants in those eras of having guys like Doug Kotar, who just was a nuisance, Ron Johnson before that, to remember that the receivers, Harold Carmichael at 6'8", 6'7" at wide receiver. Bach, can you imagine a 6'8" wide receiver? right. Harold Carmichael would battle Nebraska's own Pat Fisher, who at 5'9" would battle, have these one-on-one battles with 6'8" Harold Carmichael, with Wilbert Montgomery, and just there are levels to this thing. So I just sent Farley a highlight reel of Terry Metcalf, and Eric Metcalf is underrated as well. His son's is underrated, but Terry Metcalf, for what he did, he revolutionized football. The way the running back position was utilized out of the backfield, he was elite, special along the way. You can go back. The AFC West was fire, man. It was crazy because I'm old enough to remember the Mike Garrett, Ed Podolak, McVee, Lenny Dawson, Otis Taylor, Chiefs, right? But that defense with Bobby Bell and Willie Lanier was insane. Bobby Bell was out there playing boundary linebacker in high top red cleats. Willie Lanier was padded from fingertip to toe and would hit you with a machine, right? That Buck Buchanan. Look, if you're going to talk about great defensive linemen, Buck Buchanan has to be early in the conversation. Otherwise, the conversation is invalid.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Like the Lynch days on the offensive side of the ball, the Raiders with Daryl LaMonica, and, you know, before Cliff Branch, Vernon Wells. Wells was a deep guy. You talk about that they used tight ends in a different way. I mean, Dave Casper changed the way tight ends were used in the league. They had, you know, the Mark Van Egan era of running backs, along with Clarence Davis and Smith. back in the day that the Vikings, even before Chuck Foreman, you had the Bill Brown Osborne running back tandem, 41-30 out of the backfield. Even before Fran Tarkenton, there was the Joe Capp run with Gillum out on the outside, Gene Washington on the other side, another Osborne at tight end, and then the line across the board. Of course, they were known for the defensive front, but their offensive line was crazy. Mick Tinglehoff, of course, another Husker, manning the middle for the Vikings. There's tons of legend and legacy, and people will talk about the same great, the current great legends. But before them were dudes. Listen, there's no linebacker that's played for the Chiefs after Derek Thomas that was in the league of Bobby Brown and Willie Lanier. Right? Roger Worley in that Cardinals secondary. Worley and they had Thompson. Thompson played corner. Worley, Wilson, and the group that was there. And remember that's the Bobby Moore Cardinal era, where before he became Ahmad Rashad, he was Bobby Moore. Right? And that you ran those dudes out there. Bob Brown, absolutely. Like, there's going to be a show. Like, we'll go back in time and we'll highlight teams from previous years because people misread. The current sports conversation is about the current greatness, level of greatness. And the numbers have changed and the game has changed. But their players, I forget who I was having the conversation with, but they were talking about what players from the past could play with today's players. And then the conversation quickly flipped to, nope. The real question is how many of today's players could go back and play in time. And there aren't that many. We were talking baseball. That's what we were talking about. But the same applies for football. Not they all couldn't. Bob Brown would destroy today's Husker line in full. Y'all be good. Don't go anywhere. Bach in the Black Shirt. Coming up on The Ticket and theticketfm.com.